guys here over the summer working together. Obviously, the second session, the freshman report. So the team has done a nice job coming together. And preseason went well. So, you know, we're 2-3 days away from that opener. So we have everybody ready to go, and we'll see what happens this Thursday night.
We touched on this a little bit during the media day, but your team is the preseason favorite, number six nationally ranked in the country. Do you trust that at all? And does it matter, or does it provide any sorts of motivation for your guys?
Well, I hope it's not a motivational force, to be honest. I mean, it puts a target on your back. I think our guys have done a good job coming to work every day, coming to get better, a little bit better every day. It's flattering. It's exciting. It's good to be recognized by your peers or by the national media or whoever puts those rankings out. But, you know, it really doesn't mean much. You got to go out and prove it on the field. And that's the focus that we have right now with our guys and with our program.
First question this morning from David Melandra. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, Coach, a couple questions for you. One, how has your training camp been so far leading into the season? And secondly, who has stood out so far?
Training camp went well, as we just stated, with Robin. You know, I think our guys came in with a good mindset and ready to get to work for the summer. And, you know, the camp itself has gone pretty well. We've had some really favorable weather at times, and it looks like it's going to get hot again this week. So we'll hopefully be able to handle that from a conditioning standpoint. But our guys have done a good job through training camp. You know, young guys coming in, picking some things up and so on. As far as standouts, I mean, we have certain guys that have played a lot of football for us in some positions. So a lot of the veterans have stood out, especially on, you know, quarterback with Connor and, you know, Sanchez at wideout, and some of our starting linemen have done a good job. And then on defense at the second and third level, especially, we have a lot of experience there. So, but as far as any new faces, we'll see. We've got some young running backs, Raglan, Jabril Mace and those guys, so we'll see. We may play a few more freshmen this year that have done some good things throughout training camp, but we'll have to wait and see, you know, when we get to Thursday evening. And then the defensive line is probably where we lost some of our more experienced players from last year, but the guys that are coming in and replacing are still older guys that have played a lot as backup roles, so they have a lot of you know, snaps under their belt. Obino, Wobodo, Aiden Howard, and all those guys over on the other side of the ball. So we'll see. I'm hoping some guys will stand out on Thursday, but as far as practice, you know, you're trying to get them all equal reps to try to get an evaluation to see who's going to, you know, be the primary players for you. And, you know, hopefully those guys that we put on the field Thursday will be ready to go.
And your initial thoughts about facing Youngstown State, the same team you played in the playoffs last year and you beat them at home. How ironic is that?
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting component to the opener. You know, I guess Albany's doing the same thing, right, when they're going out to Idaho or playing Idaho at home. But I'm sure they'll come in with a little bit of edge. You know, it was their last game of the season last year in the second round of the playoffs, and now all of a sudden their next game is against the same opponent. So our guys will be prepared. Our guys will be ready to go. I told them, just imagine if you know, we were going and line up against South Dakota State, this team that ended our season last year, what would your mindset be? So they got to be ready to go, and thankfully we do have them at home. But this opening game, you know how the schedules are. This game's been scheduled for 3 and 4 years ago. I'm not even sure when we scheduled it. So I think it's just ironic more than anything else that we did face them last year in the second round, and now we're opening up with them. This game was scheduled way in advance of the game last season. So I'm sure our guys will be prepared, because I know they're going to come in prepared and, you know, want to try to, you know, put a better product on the field than they did a year ago against us. I'm sure they're going to come out here. I don't use the word revenge factor, but I'm sure they, you know, understand and will have a little bit of edge to them as to what happened a year ago.
Any particular thing you take away from the game last year going into the opener?
Well, it's hard because their offense has a lot of returners and their defense lost a lot of guys. So from a personnel standpoint, on one side of the ball, we're seeing what we're going to see. And the other side of the ball, we're preparing for new people. And then they have a new special teams coordinator. So there's always going to be first game challenges. But in this one, there's even a few more, basically because, you know, some of the guys that left their program and they're bringing in new guys in the transfers. And then obviously with a new coordinator on special teams. So kind of preparing for maybe a few more unknowns than they might be preparing for against us.
All right. Thank you.
Mark, your next question from Eric with VU Sports. Good morning, Eric.
Sorry, took a moment to get off mute. How you doing, Coach?
Hey, Eric, how are you?
I'm doing great. What led to this Thursday 6 p.m. for the opener this year, and what are the pros and cons of that from your perspective?
Well, I think the pros and cons, first of all, we're starting school today, so it's the first week of school. So I think there'll be a lot of excitement from the student body and so on throughout campus. And it's Labor Day weekend. And, we're out here on the main line. A lot of people might be wanting to head to the shore on Saturday. So I don't know if that had anything to do with the decision, but the Thursday opener, it should be, who doesn't like playing under the lights, right? So we're excited about the Thursday opener. We reported to camp a little earlier because of it, so we had a little less of a break in between summer sessions and then preseason camp. But I'm excited about the Thursday opener. I think there's a general excitement around campus too, because we don't have people leaving for the weekend with it being Labor Day weekend.
Makes a lot of sense. What are you most confident about entering this season, and from a positionally, what
Nader.
concerns you the most?
You have a sec?
Confident about. So I pretty much enter every season the same way, Eric. Cautiously optimistic. I like the guys that we have returning. The young guys that have come in, whether they're redshirt freshmen from a year ago or true freshmen from this year, they've really done a good job throughout the summer training and so on. So, I'm confident, and I don't want to say confident, but I'm happy we got our quarterback back, and I'm happy we got some of the older guys to stay within the program. And I think we have pretty good level of experience in a lot of positions, but we're going to have some young guys step in as well, especially in the running back room where we had those three guys playing for us for what seemed like an eternity. So we'll see how that goes. And then defense up front, hopefully our D line. You're always rotating guys through there, so it's always going to be a position by committee. But feel pretty good about that as well. But I'm pretty comfortable and confident that our linebackers and our secondary will be ready to go. So hopefully the guys up front will, grow into that position, and then the running back room will be able to pick up where the guys that graduated left off.
Thanks for that. Lastly, back to Youngstown State. So they likely had more turnover from a roster perspective than you do. What do you view from a game planning perspective are the difficulties with turning around to play an opponent you played that recently, and potentially, you might go in thinking they're going to do certain things, but how might they approach that differently with turnover?
Well, it's hard to, get a read on some of their personnel because you don't see them on film from a year ago in our game or the rest of the season. So, but our approach always is, how are we doing? And probably more so in today's age, especially in an opener where you don't have film from this year on your opponent. Let's prepare and let's get ready to execute what we're trying to do as well as we can in a consistent fashion, and then be ready to make some game day adjustments based on, what you may see, especially in a team where, they have such a large turnover with the roster.
Yeah, thanks, Coach. Have a good one.
Mark, before I let you go, you talked about the changes in the running back room, but having an experienced quarterback returning like Connor, how much confidence does that give you going into the year, and what has he worked on the offseason to improve on what was a great season last year?
Yeah, no, Connor just has a really good grasp of the offense. Not that he didn't in his first year starting, but whenever you're a first year starter, regardless how old you are, there's going to be some, ups and downs. And he really made great progress from 22 to 23. But it's like having a coach out there. He's got a great grasp of what we're trying to do. He'll get guys lined up. Hey, you're too wide, move in a little more. Hey, you're on the wrong side of me, get on the other side with the young guys behind him, and all that stuff. So he's really made great progress. What's he working on? Just continue, get into that second or third read, and taking what the defense is giving you, and so on. So he's progressed really well. His leadership qualities have progressed really well, and he's going to need that because he's got a lot more young guys around him as opposed to guys that he's played with for, such a long time.
All right, Mark, thanks so much for your time here this morning. Good luck on Thursday night against Youngstown, and we'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it, Rob. Sounds good.
Thank
Have a
you.
great
All right,
weekend.
thank you. You too.